Beautiful. I'm Joe. This is the podcast where we dive into everything. Cool, unknown, you know, whispers of the intuition, signs that guide us, spirituality, ghosts, psychic, intuition, all that fun stuff that no one really wants to talk about, but everybody's really talking about. And moments to make us pause and say, there's something more here. If you tuned in to the first episode, you'll remember I shared a story about a dream that sparked the beginning of this podcast, a dream that connected to the energy of the wolf moon and a deep nudge to start this new journey. A big one. But here's the thing. Sometimes signs and messages don't just arrive in a single moment. Sometimes they come in waves. I talked a little bit about that in the last episode also, where the layering begins to mean and give validation until you can't ignore them. And that's exactly what happened to me. Today I'm sharing a second dream, a powerful image of a wolf on a windowsill, and the deeper symbolism it carried. So let's explore this together. As I've said, dreams have always fascinated me. They're like little postcards from the subconscious. Sometimes they're cryptic, sometimes clear, but always they have meaning. They are meaningful in many different ways if we're willing to look a little deeper. This dream came not long after the first one, the one I shared about the wolf moon. And in this dream, I saw a wolf lying on a windowsill. It wasn't aggressive or threatening. It was calm, watchful, and completely at ease, as if it belonged there. And the funny thing about this dream is I didn't see the wolf at first. I saw a woman, and she pointed towards the windowsill and said, "That's here for you." And I turned, and there was the wolf. I knew in that moment, in my dream, this is big. And I woke up feeling a very familiar feeling and knowing this wasn't just a random dream. It was a message, another nudge, another layer to something bigger that was unfolding, which I'm still to discover. But for me, in the moment, it made me say, I am going in the right direction by doing this podcast scenario. And however it unfolds, I hope, turns out to be magnificent. But let's just see. Let me tell you another reason why I took this particular dream very seriously. Not only because it was a layer to the wolf scenario, which was, one, me dreaming of the wolves playing and having fun and my animals in the dream, to find out that the wolf moon was coming, the full moon that's called the wolf moon was coming that I had no idea about. And then to, after that, decide to make the shift and start with this new podcast, and then having another dream where a woman stands there and very calmly points it out to me, as if she was, you know, an elder just saying, pay attention, this is here for you. Well, let me talk about that dream. If I could draw it to you, I would draw it. It's basically identical to, almost identical, that's not fair. Another dream that I had when I was a little girl, I'm not sure why I had this dream when I was a little girl, but it's a dream that stood out all of my life, and it has meaning that I do not understand completely yet. Maybe that's still unfolding, interestingly enough. But the dream, I remembered a window identical to this window, but there was a big dragon. I'm talking real dragon, not, you know, cartoon. I was very young. I'm talking young. And probably under 5, But it was a huge dragon on that window, and I felt like it was protecting me. Can't tell you, but it stood out. I never forgot that dream. I never forgot those specific details. And this dream with the wolf and the woman was exactly the same wall and window and windowsill. So interesting. That's even a deeper symbolism because it's something that your consciousness knows and brings back up to you to say, hey, look, don't blow this off. Look, feel it, see where you go. So let's get into the symbolism that started to reveal itself. Let's start with the wolf. In many cultures and spiritual traditions, the wolf is a very powerful symbol. It represents intuition, guidance, and the ability to navigate the unknown. Wolves are deeply connected to the idea of community and communication. They're also independent and fiercely in tune with their instincts. Now, the other thing that's amazing about wolves is they are pack animals. They love their pack. I'm going to talk about this for just one second. One of my first dogs that I owned by myself as an adult was a wolf. And, oh my God, she was beautiful. And she was around when I was pregnant with my son, and she was amazing with my son. Amazing. And everybody was scared around me. Are you crazy? It's a wolf. But she was a pack animal. She knew, and she was right there as she was guarding him. Just saying. They are pretty interesting. They're just aware. They're deeply, deeply aware. I have so many stories about that dog. It's amazing. But let's keep going. Seeing a wolf on a windowsill, well, that added another layer. The windowsill felt like a boundary, a place between the inside and the outside. Between the familiar and the wild, it was as if the wolf was inviting me to look beyond my current view, to step into the unknown with trust and courage. It was also, like I mentioned, similar to the dream that I had about the dragon, which was about feeling protected, which is ironic because the wolf also will protect their pack. Yes? So here's the synchronicity that ties it all together. This dream came just as I was reflecting on the path I've been walking, on the whispers and the signs that have guided me here. It was as though the universe was saying, just keep going, you're on the right track. You're protected. Have you ever experienced something like this? A sign or a message that didn't just come once but seemed to echo, to validate itself in waves. It's a powerful feeling. Let's talk about the signs for a moment. Sometimes they arrive subtly. A feeling, a coincidence, a gentle nudge. Other times they come with clarity, like a dream or a symbol that stays with you. Or even something someone says. Then there are waves. Those moments where the same sign appears again and again, almost as if to say, pay attention. The wolf for me has become one of those signs. First it appeared in the dream I shared in the first episode, then it returned, perched on the windowsill as if watching over this new beginning. When signs or messages come in waves, they're often a call to trust, to step into what feels uncertain or even a little uncomfortable. They remind us that we're connected and there's something greater guiding us, if only we're willing to listen. But here's the key. The meaning of a sign is personal. What resonates with me may not resonate with you, and that's okay. Signs speak to us in the language of our own experiences, our own intuition. As I reflect on this dream, I feel a deep sense of gratitude. Thankful for the whispers, for the wolf, for the waves of validation that remind me I'm not alone in this journey, and I want to share that gratitude with you. Because if you're questioning and you're not sure, maybe what you need is just to hear someone else's story to make you feel a little bit more connected and grounded in whatever you're experiencing or questioning. If you're listening to this, maybe you've experienced signs or synchronicities in your own life. Maybe you've had dreams that stayed with you or moments that felt like more than coincidence. Here's my question for you. What signs have appeared in your life? Have you noticed them coming in waves? And how have they guided you? I'd love to hear your stories, because when we share these moments, we remind each other of the beautiful, mysterious connection that surrounds us all. And after all, I think we're actually all teachers here. In some way or another, good or bad, we're all teachers. Thank you for joining me today on Talking Soulful. If this story resonated with you, or if you've had your own experiences with signs, dreams, or synchronicities, I'd love to hear about them. Or if you know someone who might benefit from this episode, feel free to share it with them. You never know, maybe it's a sign for them too. And remember, the whispers are always there. Sometimes they come in waves, sometimes in those tiny little nudges. They're always inviting us to listen, to trust, and to step into the unknown. Until next time, stay curious, stay open, and keep exploring the soulful connections all around you. That's it for now. See you soon.